This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
Tonight, the breaking news: ISIS leader killed. What we're learning about the man U.S. officials call the mastermind of that terror attack that left 13 Marines dead in the chaotic final days of the Afghanistan withdrawal. Here are tonight's headlines. The new details as the terrorist believed to have plotted the suicide bomb attack at Abbey Gate is dead. It's official. President Biden announces he will run for re-election, setting up a possible Biden-Trump rematch in 2024.
When I ran for president 4 years ago, I said we're in a battle for the soul of America, and we still are.
Opening statements are beginning in the civil trial accusing former President Donald Trump of rape.
Former advice columnist E. Jean Carroll claims Trump attacked her decades ago.
He called Carroll's claims a hoax and a lie.
The arraignment of a man accused of killing the founder of Cash App has been pushed to next week.
An attorney for 38-year-old Nima Momeni asked for more time.
My residents are 1 minute away from losing hope.
A CBS News investigation. Why a Texas hospital is forced to close. Did investors walk away with millions?
It became less about people and more about profits.
And remembering Harry Belafonte, the trailblazing singer and civil rights icon.
Art is the gatekeepers of truth. We are civilization's moral compass.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this Tuesday night. We want to begin with some breaking news. Senior administration officials tell CBS News that the ISIS leader behind the 2021 suicide bombing at the Kabul airport has been killed. 13 U.S. service members died in that terror attack, and 45 others were injured. At least 170 Afghans were also killed. The White House did not release the terrorist name, but described the senior Islamic State leader as the mastermind of the assault. It happened at an airport entrance known as Abbey Gate, where people were gathering, hoping to get out of Afghanistan with the help of U.S. troops. The deadly attack occurred during the chaotic withdrawal, and it is considered one of the darkest moments of Biden's presidency. CBS's David Martin is going to start us off tonight from the Pentagon with the new details.
A measure of justice for the 13 American servicemen and women killed by a suicide bomber during the chaotic evacuation of Afghanistan. One of the dead was Marine Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover. His father just got a call from the Marine Corps.
explaining to us that the leader of the ISIS cell that was responsible for the bombing was killed by the Taliban.
It happened earlier this month in fighting between the Taliban and ISIS. The U.S. found out through its own intelligence sources.
Their sources are highly trusted, and they've got it from several different sources that this individual was indeed killed.
Does it matter to you whether or not it was the Taliban that apparently killed him or the United States?
I don't care who it was that killed him. It's one less terrorist that we have to worry about.
Does it feel like justice to you?
To me, it won't be justice ever.
The bomb carved a path of death and destruction through the crowd, wounding 45 other servicemen and women and killing at least 170 Afghan civilians. It sent more than 100 ball bearings into former Marine Tyler Vargas Andrews.
I opened my eyes to Marines dead or unconscious lying around me.
Pentagon officials say the Taliban did not realize they had killed the planner of the bombing and are only now finding out they did their bitter enemy, the United States, a favor. Nora?
David Martin at the Pentagon, thank you. Let's turn now to today's other major story. President Joe Biden making it official, launching his 2024 reelection campaign and asking voters to help him, quote, finish the job. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is at the White House where the announcement sets up a possible rematch of the 2020 race.
It's time to finish the job.
Labor union members in Washington today signaled they're on board the 2024 Biden campaign.
Let's go, Joe!
Thank you.
Let's go, Joe!
In a video announcing his bid hours earlier, the president leaned on his 2020 campaign theme, saying again it's a battle for the soul of America.
The question we're facing is whether in the years ahead we have more freedom or less freedom.
Mr. Biden signaled he'll focus on protecting Social Security, access to abortion services, voting rights, and gay rights. Republicans, he said, would do the opposite.
The MAGA extremists are lining up to take on those bedrock freedoms, cutting Social Security that you paid for your entire life while cutting taxes for the very wealthy.
The Republican National Committee hit back with an AI-generated ad predicting chaos if the president is reelected.
It feels like the train is coming off the tracks.
And his potential opponent, former President Donald Trump, also weighed in.
You could take the five worst presidents in American history and put them together, and they would not have done the damage Joe Biden has done to our nation.
A new CBS News poll shows challenges ahead for Mr. Biden. A large majority describe the country as out of control. And nearly half of Democrats don't want him to run again. They overwhelmingly cite his age as a reason. Younger voters in South Florida today express those concerns.
Well, I just don't think that he's fit enough still to be president. I feel like he is older and he is getting older.
I think he's too old. This is a new generation, and I think they're stuck in the old ways.
But in Washington, Union President Sean McGarvey said age shouldn't matter.
Well, I'll tell you, my father was in the audience today. My father is 85 years old, and my father could whoop my ass. Okay, so I don't worry about it a bit.
Most national Democrats, like former President Barack Obama, today reached out to supporters via email and social media, urging them to donate to the Biden campaign. And another former opponent, Senator Bernie Sanders, said he's on board and won't challenge the sitting president. Nora?
And always interesting to hear from voters. Ed O'Keefe, thank you very much. Well, tonight we're learning new details about the alleged behind-the-scenes scandals that led Fox News to part ways with Tucker Carlson, its top-rated host and one of the most influential voices in conservative politics. CBS's Jerika Duncan reports on the continued fallout.
One day after parting with Fox, the cable network's top primetime host has been silent. A huge contrast considering his history of incendiary remarks.
White supremacy, that's the problem. This is a hoax.
Castrate your children. That is the message. We need to find out exactly what happened in this election.
Former Fox producer Abby Grossberg, who filed a lawsuit alleging Carlson ran a misogynistic and discriminatory workplace, described her experience today.
There are literally pictures like this big of Nancy Pelosi in a bathing suit in Europe, plastered all over. There was even one on my computer screen for the temporary computer I had to use, and I had to take it down.
Grossberg, who claims to have 90 recordings from her time working at Fox, said the show's January 6 coverage was a turning point, something Rupert Murdoch cited as a factor for Carlson's dismissal, according to the Los Angeles Times.
Tucker was very set on finding an FBI person who was implanted in the crowd and spinning this conspiracy that they were ultimately the ones responsible for the Capitol attack.
Court documents filed in Grossberg's lawsuit also show text messages that reveal Carlson repeatedly called Trump lawyer Sidney Powell a vulgar term. Grossberg's allegations likely played a bigger role in Carlson's departure than the network's recent $787 million settlement with Dominion Voting Systems, says NPR media critic Eric Dagans.
Those kinds of claims seem to be something that Fox moves very quickly to deal with, as opposed to other types of infractions.
And I spoke to Grossberg's attorney today. She said they have not determined a dollar amount when it comes to the lawsuits filed against Fox. And despite Grossberg's claims that she was bullied, mocked, and even asked to spy on a coworker, she says she also wants an apology. Fox News has yet to comment. Nora?
Jerika Duncan, thank you. Well, tonight, a line of severe weather is moving through the southern plains with Texas in the bullseye. For more, let's bring in meteorologist Mike Bettis from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Mike.
Nora, good evening. We're anticipating severe thunderstorms once again across the southern plains right through the evening, in particular Oklahoma and Texas. The threat's likely to be high winds, tornadoes, and hail bigger than ping pong balls. These are the areas to watch from West Texas back down toward Austin and Houston. Tomorrow, Dallas and Fort Worth in the mix. Large hail once again an issue. Flooding rain across Oklahoma, including right in Oklahoma City. Some of those storms could produce torrential downpours here, and some of those storms then move into Louisiana, Mississippi and Alabama as we go late in the week, and a prolonged event of rain brings us chances for flooding. That could be true in Florida as well. The threat returns for us through the day tomorrow. Tampa, Orlando, as well as Okeechobee, even Miami and Fort Lauderdale, Nora, at risk again.
Mike Bettis, thank you. The man accused of killing Cash App co-founder Bob Lee appeared in a San Francisco court today. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports family members of the slain tech executive showed up in force.
Wearing orange jail attire and a COVID mask, tech exec Nima Momeni appeared before a judge as his lawyer asked that the arraignment be postponed because she had not received Bob Lee's autopsy report and other documents.
There's a lot of drugs involved with people other than my client.
Police have not commented on what unfolded inside San Francisco's posh Millennium Tower, where Momeni's sister lives, and where all three had been leading up to the attack. Surveillance video showed Momeni and Lee leaving the building in a white BMW in the early hours of April 4th. The BMW is then captured driving to a dark and secluded area where Momeni and Lee get out of the car. 5 minutes later, Momeni appears to suddenly move toward Lee, but the images are far away from the camera.
You can't identify the people in the video. You can't identify, you know, what happens.
Lee is then seen injured in footage posted by London's Daily Mail. Momeni allegedly used a 4-inch kitchen knife.
We have an individual who stabbed Mr. Lee multiple times, including in his heart. That is about as dangerous as it gets.
A witness told investigators that two men had gotten into an argument earlier over whether Momeni's sister had taken drugs. Police also recovered a text message sent from her to Lee saying, quote, Nima came way down hard.
And about 20 members of Lee's family were in court today. Meanwhile, Momeni's attorney says he will plead not guilty when he's arraigned on May 2nd, Nora.
Jonathan Vigliotti, thank you very much. The civil trial against former President Donald Trump, accusing him of sexual assault and defamation, got underway in New York City today. Former Elle magazine columnist E. Jean Carroll says Trump raped her in the dressing room of a Bergdorf Goodman department store nearly 30 years ago. She says he then defamed her, calling her allegations a hoax, saying, quote, this woman is not my type. Trump claims she made up the story to sell her 2019 memoir. Turning overseas to the war in Sudan. Tonight, a three-day truce, partially brokered by the U.S., is mostly holding, though heavy gunfire was heard today in the capital city of Khartoum. U.S. military officials have released two photos showing U.S. Embassy evacuees landing in Djibouti over the weekend. One photo shows the U.S. ambassador to Sudan being greeted by the general in charge of U.S. forces there. The other shows two women hugging on the tarmac. Now to part two of our eight-month investigation into the collapse of hospitals serving some of the nation's most vulnerable communities. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook found investors are making millions while some patients are left without a place to go for their basic health care needs.
When Texas Vista Medical Center shuts down on Monday, it will leave the majority Hispanic south side of San Antonio with only one full-service hospital, 110 beds, for nearly 500,000 people.
My people, my residents, are 1 minute away from losing hope.
In 2017, the land and buildings of Texas Vista were sold to a company called Medical Properties Trust, which has bought up the real estate of nearly 200 U.S. hospitals, often in low-income areas. Medical Properties Trust says these deals give hospitals cash to pay for improvements. But after its real estate was sold, Texas Vista suddenly had an annual rent of $5 million. This while it provides free care for 25% of its patients.
So you were not aware of the fact that the hospital was paying rent to Medical Properties Trust?
No, it's just infuriating, right? That money can be shifted to serve those that really need it.
The company denies its rent agreements have caused its hospitals to cut services. But a CBS News investigation found a pattern of supply shortages at 14 hospitals being charged rent by Medical Properties Trust. That includes Texas Vista, which by earlier this year had missed more than $650,000 in payments to at least a dozen different vendors.
For example,
we provide patients with a non-invasive ventilation device.
A breathing mask, uh-huh.
Right. And if I don't have the hose to connect from the machine to the mask, I can't do anything for them.
2 years ago, Rhode Island Attorney General Peter Nerona was able to block a hospital real estate sale.
So as a regulator, I could stop it here.
He told us last fall authorities around the country need more tools like the one he has that allow him to scrutinize these kinds of deals.
Laws on the books like that allow us to intervene.
Without those laws, he told us, it can be hard to follow the money.
Hello, I'm Ed Aldag with Medical Properties Trust.
According to SEC filings for Medical Properties Trust, from 2017 to 2021, CEO Edward Aldag's salary, bonuses, and stock awards amounted to a total of about $70 million.
It felt like it became less about people and more about profits.
Edward Aldag declined an interview. In a statement, Medical Properties Trust said it has no involvement in operational decisions at the facilities it owns. But it did not answer detailed questions, including whether it discussed providing financial assistance to Texas Vista. Nora?
Dr. LaPook, thank you very much. Well, tributes are pouring in tonight for Calypso King and civil rights activist Harry Belafonte. We'll have that later in the broadcast. Up next, melting snow prompts a flooding emergency in the Midwest.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion.
Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Tonight, some Midwest communities along the Mississippi River are being hit by floods, with the river expected to rise to its highest level in 20 years because of recent rains and melting snow. Iowa's governor issued a disaster proclamation on Monday for 10 counties. Workers built a flood wall in Davenport today, anticipating the river to rise another 3 feet. A spacecraft was moments from landing on the moon today before it fell into radio silence. We've got the details next. An attempt to land a spacecraft on the moon apparently failed today. A Japanese company was trying to become the first private business to pull off a lunar landing, but flight controllers lost contact with the spacecraft moments before it planned its touchdown. It was carrying a mini rover and a robot. All right, we remember the life and legacy of entertainer and civil rights activist Harry Belafonte. That's next.
This portion of the CBS Evening News is sponsored by Ancestry. Bring your family story to life.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Finally tonight, legendary entertainer and civil rights pioneer Harry Belafonte has died. CBS's Vladimir Duthier looks back at the trailblazing singer and actor who President Biden today praised for using his talent to help redeem the soul of our nation.
Affectionately known as the King of Calypso, Harry Belafonte sparked a craze for Caribbean music to worldwide audiences. His 1956 album, featuring hits like the Banana Boat Song, became the first to sell more than a million copies. Born in Harlem in 1927, the son of immigrants, Belafonte dropped out of school and joined the Navy.
Sad to say, I'm on my way.
But his passion was entertaining. His success as a singer led to roles in Hollywood. Handsome and charismatic, he soon became the first black actor to gain success as a leading man. During the civil rights movement, Belafonte used his voice, money, and celebrity for social justice. He became a confidant to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
I saw the song as having something far more than just to delight audiences and people can dance and sing.
We sat down with him in 2018.
It strikes me that you were all willing to risk everything for your beliefs.
So even when the industry, the films and whatnot, abandoned me because of my politics, I just had an attitude that said, I have a constituency without you. And as a matter of fact, this constituency gave me a sense of power.
Belafonte became the first African-American producer to win an Emmy Award, a recipient of the Kennedy Center Honors, and he was awarded a humanitarian Oscar.
He said, yeah.
Vladimir Duthier, CBS News, New York.
A life well lived and much to learn from Harry Belafonte. And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.